It's time for the Rich Paul Show on WJR. You know, planning for retirement and your financial future can be a challenge, but you can make the process easier. That's why Rich Paul and Steve Paul are here. They're certified financial planners with a more than 30-year track record of success. They've been featured in Money Magazine, Kiplinger, Newsmax, and TheStreet.com. Rich is the author of The Baby Boomers Retirement Survival Guide, a bestseller on Amazon. And remember their most recent bestseller, The Auto Worker's Guide to Lump Sum Pensions. So get ready. After this quick commercial, the show will begin. This is The Rich Paul Show.
Hey, everybody, welcome into this week's edition of The Rich Paul Show. Thanks for hanging out with Steve, Rich, and myself as we talk investing, finance, and retirement. Steve and Rich are certified financial planners at R.W. Paul & Associates. They've got six folks there, six certified financial planners here to help you get to and through retirement. So get yourself on the calendar today by calling 248-305-9911. No cost or obligation for your own complete planning review with the team at R.W. Paul & Associates. 248-305-9911. 911. They got an office in Novi, Troy, Ann Arbor. You can find them online at rwpaul.com. That is rwpaul.com. Or get started with a virtual meeting or whatever the case looks like. But take the action today. Reach out anytime throughout the show. Jot this number down, call or text, and get started. 248-305-9911. 248-305-9911. Guys, what's going on today? How you doing, Rich?
I am doing well. No complaints. Moving forward. Another day. Here
another
we
day,
go.
Another dollar. How you doing, Steve?
Oh, I'm sore. Been doing a lot of yard work. You know, I run the firm during the week, and then I go home, and I'm my wife's employee. You're going to work. You're getting out there in the yard. 12-hour day. Go. She's not a nice boss at all.
She is cracking the whip, huh? Cracking the whip. Well, you know, it's that great time of year to start working on the yard and stuff. Yeah. So
you got the proverbial list then, right? So
it's a long list.
The long list.
It's actually now it's a whiteboard. Yeah. It's just a whiteboard.
Well, you know, eventually the kids are going to be big enough to help you. I was doing some heavy yard work not too long ago myself, and I was like, man, I wish I had a 17-year-old son right about now.
My daughter actually got out there with me.
Nice.
She put on her little work gloves with her plastic shovel, and she was out there helping me.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Michelle was reinventing the spring cleaning, and it's like, so look, we've got 30 years worth of stuff that we've collected, and it's time to get rid of a lot of the stuff, donate it, and everything else. So she's been on a warpath, and I literally got lists on every cupboard in the kitchen. I'm like, oh my God. It's like, all right. So forget golf. I mean, just no life at all. And I'm telling you, it's just, this stuff is coming out. It's like, where does she keep finding this stuff? It's like box after box after box.
So, especially when you're talking about trying to move, right? So you always find more stuff. It's like, where did we get all this stuff from? So,
right. Yeah. Yeah. I think it should be mandatory. Should never live anywhere more than, I got a client that moves about every 4 years. I don't know how they do it.
Oh, I couldn't do that. No.
Yeah, I know. But you should move every, say, 20 years. I mean, clean it all out. You know, you can't go past 20.
Just move it from one side of the house to the other. That'll work.
Yeah. You become a pack rat by default. You don't even know what you have in a lot of these boxes. Honest to goodness. I found my certificate for my discharge, my honorable discharge. I always wondered where that was at.
Well, there you go. So, there you go.
See? Yeah, you find things.
You find things.
Well, maybe even some hidden money.
We
had people
say,
find some money and some bonds, and it's like, wow, we didn't know we had these.
There you
go. Got these from grandma like 14 years ago. You know, like, yeah, it's amazing.
Sometimes cleaning that stuff up will do it, that's for sure. Well,
may find some treasure.
You may find some treasure. Well, speaking of money, guys, so the economists are saying that they feel like we might see a boom in the second quarter. What's your guys' take on some things? What are you seeing out there right now? Obviously, we're talking still corporate tax rates going up. You know, they're thinking that's going to help with this supposed $2 trillion infrastructure. The math doesn't seem to support all that, but I don't know. What do you think?
Steve and I were just talking about it. The talking heads are somewhere between the 6 and 9% range as far as GDP. The Dallas Fed president was on, and he was thinking 6. Mm-hmm. Lazar, a few others were more in that 9% range GDP. So, I mean, it's really the Trump economy still. So it's well on its way. But you wonder what these tax increases ultimately are going to do. And not only that, increased regulations. And I was talking to Steve, and these open borders, it's like, what's the impact of that? I mean, this is, you know, all this cost is going to fall on us taxpayers. Last month, the actual number was 172,000, but they say about, we don't catch about 30%. So the gross number was about 250,000. So about 70,000 came across we know nothing about. So what's the impact of that economically? What's the aggregate effect of all of these things happening here? And it's the opposite, I say, of the 2017 corporate tax cuts that triggered, you know, the blue collar, what we call the blue collar wage boom.
I mean, taxes are going up. We know they're going up. It's just a matter of when. And when everyone looks at their portfolio and you look at the psychology side of investing, they think the only way that they can lose money in retirement is if they invest it in the market and then the market goes down.
Right.
Well, sure, you can lose money there.
Sure.
But you can also lose it if taxes go up. So just as important as the allocation is the tax planning in retirement.
Yeah, no question. I have a tendency to think this is the Trump economy still, but as these policies begin to take hold, these tax increases, he said it was going to be only on 400,000 people making four. No, it's actually, we got backdoored on this one. It's 200,000. So we're a married couple, joint income, you know, each making 200, they're going to get tagged with these higher rates. So $200,000 per on an individual basis. And so, yeah, it's what's going to be the impact of this? You know, looking back at 2019, growth, you know, was the most broad-based and best ever recorded because of the tax cuts. In fact, the poverty rate actually fell about 11%, the most biggest drop in 53 years. So some good stuff was really happening with the economy and still is.
Yeah, I mean, you look at right now, you're seeing consumer confidence. It's the highest it's been in a little over a year. And I mean, some of the articles that you're reading, I got one right in front of me right now about Jamie Dimon. I mean, he's bullish on the market. Everyone knows him. He's the CEO of J.P. Morgan.
Uh-huh.
I mean, he's saying this boom could easily run into 2023 because of all the spending that could extend well into 2023. I mean, we've got a lot of excess savings, the new stimulus savings, deficit spending, the quantitative easing going on. I mean, you look at the potential infrastructure bill and the vaccine and the euphoria around the pandemic possibly ending. I mean, so there's some things to be, you know, optimistic, bullish about, but at the same time, if you are approaching retirement or early on in retirement, don't forget about Q1 of last year. What was your attitude going through a time period like that? Think about that and adjust your portfolio accordingly, because someone like Jamie Dimon isn't talking specifically to you. He doesn't know your situation. So if you went through that and you go, oh my gosh, if this doesn't recover, I'm working another 3, 4, 5 years to make up this money.
Exactly.
Make the changes now.
Right. Yeah. I mean, because you look back from 2016 when they were anticipating the tax cuts, everyone benefited from that. You know, because everybody has, or most everybody has, an IRA or Roth IRA or 401k, deferred comped income, or whatever it might be. And everybody benefited from those increases. And we still are. And in fact, in 2019, the real median income hit its highest level. And this is amazing for African Americans, Hispanics, and Asian Americans. And it really shattered all the records as real household income shot up $4,300 in just 1 year, 13 times the average annual gain. So here we got this guy that tweets too much orange hair. And after this amazing record, we decided, hey, let's fire this guy. We got to get him out of there. So here we are with the opposite of that. Where are we going to end up at? And that's what we're trying to read the tea leaves. Where are we going to be at next year with increases and open borders and things like that? And it's going to catch up, I think, eventually. So this year here, we might get a free pass.
Well, and I guess that's the argument is how long can this stuff continue to pile up at the head of the river, so to speak, before it starts to spill over. So at some point, we're going to see that happen, kind of to Steve's comment about Jamie. Maybe it's another year, maybe it's another year and a half, but or even 2 years. But at some point, that's going to happen. And of course, as we're getting to and through retirement, we're going to hopefully have many, many years in many different administrations as we're going through retirement. So you want to make sure that you're being as efficient as possible, planning for retirement, no matter kind of really what the government's doing. And so if you need some help with that, reach out to the guys. Get started today, 248-305-9911. We're going to come back and talk about some retirement planning statistics and some other things on the show to kind of highlight some areas to think about. Again, no cost or obligation for your own complete planning review at 248-305-9911. Call or text that number and get started today. This is The Rich Paul Show. We'll be right back.
Is your retirement plan running like a smooth 8-cylinder Corvette engine? or is it just sputtering along from point A to point B? Reach out to Rich Paul, the leading retirement planning professional serving the Motor City and beyond, so that you can have the best plan powering you down the road to retirement.
Back here for the second quarter of the Rich Paul Show with Steve and Rich Paul, certified financial planner serving you here in the Michigan area from their office in Novi, Troy, and Ann Arbor. Check them out online at rwpaul.com. That's rwpaul.com. A lot of good tools, tips, and resources to be found there. Or just call them and get on the calendar and come in for your own complete planning review or have a virtual meeting or whatever it takes to take the action and get started today with your retirement plans to get to and through it at 248-305-9911. That's 248-305-9911. Call or text. So guys, I mentioned DIYers and why people go at it alone when it comes to the financial realm. And some people are open to the idea of an advisor, some are not. And there's lots of excuses or various things we hear. So if you guys were to hear one of these statements that I have, what would be your response? So for example, sometimes people will just say, well, you know what? It's not that hard. I can do this by myself.
It makes me think of that right away, that commercial. And I think we've touched on this one quite a while ago, but I never forgot it. So visual, the guy's holding a knife to his gut, and he's on the phone with the doctor. You know, he's kind of guiding him through this process. And he goes, "Doctor, shouldn't you be doing this?"
And jeez, wow.
So, you know, and I think about, I had a Lexus some time ago, and great car, by the way. And so the headlight went out, and they wanted $700 or $800 to replace this headlight. I thought, are you kidding me? I can do this myself.
Right.
And went down, bought the halogen bulb and all that, and came back, and my brother showed up, and I go, hey, can you help me with this? But I mean, you talk about bloody knuckles and tearing into this car. You had to get into the fender well. It was, I couldn't believe how much work it was. A good few hours of tearing into this, beating up our hands, and we finally get it in there, and it's not the bulb. You know, I'm like, okay, it still doesn't work.
Oh, geez.
Oh boy. So I ended up taking it to the dealership. It was the computer that sends the power to the bulb. Cost about $1,100 to get a headlight working again.
Oh, you know, my.
So they don't break often, but when they do break, you know, you're going to get your wallet out. But the point is, I wasted a lot of time and didn't accomplish anything. And so some people can do it themselves, but I'll tell you what, there's a lot involved here. I mean, because we're talking about just really having a high degree of competency in portfolio construction, investment management, pensions, qualified plans, estate planning. What else do we do here, Steve? Tax planning. What about the risk management side of it? Healthcare and long-term care, annuities and life and disability. And not only that, you know, it comes down to making decisions like on Social Security and income plan. You have to go out and buy a pretty sophisticated set of software to help you, as well as tax planning, to help you through these decisions, you know, things that we've already done. So if you're willing to commit to all of that, sure, you can do it yourself.
See, I'd read that and I just think about my engineer clients who would say it is that hard, but I think I can do it myself. It's not a knock against engineers. I love working with engineers because they want to break everything down. They want to know every aspect of the plan, why we have each piece in.
Right.
And they understand it from the start. You don't get too many questions from them because they understand exactly why we're doing everything that we're doing within the plan. But with a lot of them, they still want to manage a piece. They still want to be somewhat hands-on. They just don't want to manage the income piece. They don't want to be in charge of generating safe income. They don't want to be in charge of the tax planning side. They want to kind of live their retirement. But what we usually do is we break it down where we manage the income piece and we assist them on the growth piece. We say, okay, you still want to be hands-on. You still want to enjoy some of your retirement, but you want to manage a small piece of the portfolio. Let's do it with some of the non-qualified money. Maybe let's do it with some of the Roth money, the growth piece of the portfolio. We're not making too many changes on a year-to-year basis. Where we're setting it, proper asset allocation, we're growing the money over maybe a 10, 15-year time horizon. With the IRA money, the piece that's going to generate safe income to supplement the Social Security, usually that's what we'll end up managing because they just don't want to deal with it. It's like, hey, you know what? I've been working my butt off for the last 35, 40 years. The last thing I want to do is actively manage this, generate safe income, worry about the tax planning side of things. I just don't want to do that.
Yeah.
So it's not all or nothing. I know I've said that on the show.
Doesn't have to
times.
Be anyway. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well said. I mean, just because you mentioned tax planning, there's 74,000 pages of tax code. Mm. Have you read it recently? Of course not. And the Social
yes,
Security
I just
manual
read it last week, Rich.
Yeah, Social Security Medicare book that we have is 600 pages. Yeah, and so I challenge anybody to go out and write the book. The book's $100, but and read the thing. It's fairly complex. There's just so many different. There's 2,500 different rules, and so it's a big commitment to take on.
Well, I think you hit it on the. I think you hit it on the head, Rich. I think when you both kind of hit it on the head when you said, you know, what's your time worth, right? Yeah, you might be able to do it yourself. Technology has helped things, you know, make it easier. And the accumulation side is easier to do nowadays. But the preservation and the distribution, and then just what is your time worth in retirement? How much time do you want to spend on this, or do you want to be retired, you know?
You want to be out there playing another round of golf.
Exactly.
I mean, you really, yeah. It's like we get too many people that are literally glued to their iPhones. Like, what's the market doing now? What's the market doing now?
Right.
It used to be the TV. Now it's the iPhone. And
very true.
Or their cell phone, whatever.
Well, let me ask you one more here, because I want to squeeze in one more so we got time to get a couple of these in, guys. I'm still a few years away from retirement, excuse me, so I just don't need any advice at this point. What about that one?
Oh, yeah, we hear that all the time. And that's the most crucial time to get that advice. If you're a few years away, just think back to 2008. And that's when I was just starting, I mean, young advisor at that time. And I just remember what 2008 did to people, did to families. I mean, it was just crippling. 40-50% drop in the portfolio because changes weren't made. And these people were 2-3 years away from retirement. It was devastating. You want to make sure if you are a few years away and you've built up your nest egg to the point where you can retire, the only thing that could possibly derail that is a recession. You want to make sure you are making changes to safeguard the portfolio. That's why we always talk about it. I know we have the cheesy sayings, the retirement red zone. You really need to start planning at least 5 years out.
Yeah.
I'd say closer to 10 years out.
Yep, I agree. And so as we wrap up this spot, if you've not made that commitment, get with a fiduciary, get with a certified financial planner. We have a combined 50 years experience. Let us help you through that complete planning review process, de-risk your portfolio, set up the proper allocation, you know, look at your pension, make sure we're setting that up properly. Remember, your average retirement today is 30 plus years. In some cases, if you're in good health, 60s, it might be 40 years, as long as maybe that you were working. So have a plan in place. This is going to lower your stress levels. It's going to make retirement a lot more enjoyable, knowing you've dotted the I's, crossed the T's by taking the necessary steps to know that you're going to have an enjoyable retirement.
Now, that's a great point. Stress levels and time, all those things are really big factors, again, when it comes to trying to go at this alone. There's a lot of information out there, and it certainly is easier probably today than it ever has been before, but it's also more confusing because there's so much information out there. So do yourself a favor. Do your retirement a favor. Sit down and have a conversation with the team. There's no cost or obligation for a complete planning review, and see some of the things that you might be missing or might not have thought of. So give them a call, 248-305-9911. That's 248-305-9911. Again, there's no cost or obligation for your own complete planning review. You can call or text that number and get started today. 248-305-9911. This is The Rich Paul Show.
Keep listening to The Rich Paul Show for more guidance through the complex financial world.
Back here for more on The Rich Paul Show into the third quarter of today's show, talking about the jigsaw puzzle of retirement. We're going to get into this in just a second, but let me give out some pertinent information. As always, if you got questions or concerns, you hear something that piques your interest on the show, before you take any action, you should always check with a qualified professional like the team at RW Paul & Associates. They are certified financial planners and been helping families get to and through retirement for many, many years here in the Michigan area. So give them a call. Get on the calendar at 248-305-9911. Call or text that number, and that goes for our show or any other financial show you might be listening to. You always want to check how the information is going to relate to your specific scenario. There's some universal truths that affect us all, but when you get down to the nitty-gritty, everybody is unique in that respect. So give them a call, 248-305-9911. Call or text that number for that complete planning review. And we're going to talk about some of those generalities and have a little bit of fun here with the jigsaw puzzle of retirement, guys. So during quarantine or just growing up in general, you guys ever do jigsaw puzzles with the kids? Rich, did you do them with Steve and the kids when they were young?
Well, it's funny that you, I said, hey, you got to come up with some, you're good at actually framing things and coming up with great analogies. So I got to give you credit for this.
Thanks.
You have some amazing ideas, but let me tell you something. My grandson, Silas, Steve's son, he's amazing. He's like, he operates at a genius level when it comes to puzzles. I don't know what that translates into. You can't make a living, I don't think, doing puzzles, but he's got
You guys do puzzles. I mean, what you guys do really is a jigsaw puzzle, you know?
You know what? Yeah, yeah.
There's the analogy here.
Yeah, so he can sit down. I think his latest one was a 100-piece puzzle. Mm-hmm. He knocked that out in, what, I don't know, an hour? I mean, this is when he was three.
Right, right.
Borderline spooky.
Yeah.
Well, good. Well, then you guys have got some good framework to do this analogy with me. And that's really where it kind of got me thinking, guys, because, you know, as I mentioned before, you know, there's some universal truths that affect us all. But when you have somebody come in, Steve, and sit down in front of you, every person's situation is going to be a little different than the next. And so you have to kind of find the right puzzle piece to help pull that picture together. So let's go through and talk about it a little bit. Let's just start with the big picture. You know, I don't know how your son does it or how you guys do it. Everybody does it a little bit differently, but I guess you could just dump a 1,000-piece puzzle on the table and expect it to kind of, you know, just get rocking and rolling with it just by occasionally, you know, originally looking at the box. But most people like to prop the box up so they can see it, and so they have that view of the big picture while they're assembling it. And I would imagine financially, you know, the big picture is really where you got to start.
It is. Can you imagine doing the puzzle without the picture at all?
Right.
So now you're just sitting down going, where does this piece go? And so without the big picture with your financial plan, you know, now we're trying to figure out, okay, when do we start a Social Security income? How do I create a balance as far as my portfolio between growth and income? You know, if there isn't any context there, you know, relative to an overall plan, you know, how do you make these individual decisions? It's when you start getting into these specific details, it just doesn't make a lot of sense because they're all out of context. They're not in the context of a plan putting you into a direction that you need to be going in. So you're kind of scattered, just like you would be if you're trying to put a puzzle together. There is no picture. Maybe you can do it, but boy, is it going to be difficult, and you may not get the result that you're really hoping for. You may never get to the end of getting that thing completed.
And all puzzles are different. I mean, there's varying levels of difficulty with them. I mean, when I started off with my son, we got him, I think, a 50-piece, and they're giant pieces, very easy to put together puzzle. And then I'd like to thank my younger brother for his birthday. He gave him a 750-piece black and white, real small piece puzzle. It was a blast putting that together with him.
750, that's pretty good, man.
It's the same thing with income plans, though. But you look at the puzzles, and we built them the same way. It starts with the framework. It starts with the border. I mean, whenever you're doing any type of puzzle, you start with the border, and then you kind of fill it in from there. And if you're looking at the framework for the retirement plan, it's income planning. I mean, where are the expenses at, and how much income do we need to get you through retirement in different stages as well? Because I know sometimes you want to generate a little bit more upfront, maybe tear it down as you get older, just not spending as much, and then maybe on the back end, healthcare kicks it back up. So you always want to build the framework, know the expenses, and hit the income needs first and foremost.
And I always say, you know, you look at the guaranteed sources of income. You know, we break it down into two components: essential expenses and discretionary expenses. Essential expenses would be food and mortgage and, you know, all that stuff you got to pay. Insurances, healthcare, utilities, you know, that stuff has to be paid. So we're looking for really guaranteed sources of income. And that could be your pension, Social Security, real estate income, annuity, whatever stuff where you know you're going to get that check. It's coming in every month. And then it morphs over into discretionary expenses. And that can come from both growth and income, and so we're looking at things like your lifestyle here. What kind of trips are you going to take, and are you going to build an addition or join a country club or buy a boat or a plane or whatever it is? And those are things that you don't really have to do. And so, depending on where the market's at, you were talking about these corrections in the opening that take place. And so now you can hold off on taking that or putting on that addition, whatever it might be, until that the market comes back. But you've got to pay your bills that are essential, you know, again, utilities, mortgage, and all that stuff. And so you want to make sure that's not tied directly to the market where you're selling shares at lower cost, those types of things.
Gotcha. Okay. You know, and Steve, I like the way you're talking about building that framework. That was actually where I was going to go for the second part of that is, you know, some people like to find the straight edges or maybe corner pieces, right? So however you want to go about doing it. And to your point, you've got to start building. Maybe the income is that foundational bit, and then you work your way from there. So then what do you transition to? Some people like to do sort by color. Maybe you're looking for all the pieces that are blue because that's the sky, you know, or the lake or whatever the picture might be of. Some people like to sort by color. How do you sort financially in that respect if you're kind of making an analogy there by tax status maybe?
Yeah, In fact, we talked about it in the opening, and that taxes are going to be going up. You know, we know that. It's just a question of when they get to it. And so when people come to us, it's amazing how many people, and I know we've talked about this time and time again, that everything's sitting in these defined contribution plans, 401ks and 457 deferred comp plans,
right,
and all these in IRAs and all these taxable buckets. In large measure, we're seeing people with 90, 95%, some close to 100%, other than maybe the emergency fund money, sitting in these tax deferred accounts. And so we talk about sorting by color. We try to sort the accounts out. So we might sort by risk, tax status, you know, growth, income, and we're trying to figure it all out. But I think one of the biggest things that we see is going back to the tax side of things. Everything's in that one tax bucket. And so when you look at all the different tax, you know, tax deferred, taxable, tax-free, tax and estate tax-free, but, you know, we see it all sitting in the tax deferred status. That's tough because now taxes go up. What do we get hit with, you know? More
so
taxes.
I love behavioral finance. And one of the ways we're just geared as human beings is we look at market risk and market loss. And that's the only way we think we can lose money in our portfolio. If the market goes down, we lose money.
Interesting.
But I laid it out for one of my clients who's doing well. He's going to be passing on a significant amount of money to his kids, but his kids are also doing well. Mm-hmm. And they're a couple brackets higher than he is. And he's not even maxing out the 12% bracket. When I met with him, he wasn't even maxing out the 12% bracket and doing Roth conversions. I laid it out and said, listen, we could pay 12. We could even leak up into the 22. And if you convert that money, if you get that over to a Roth, it's going to pass to your kids tax-free right now. Where if we don't do anything, something happens to you, they're going to be paying another 10, 15% in taxes. Now, if I were to say, hey, we're going to put this money in the market knowing that it's going to go down 10, 15%, what would you say? That's insane. I'd lose 10, 15%.
Right.
Well, by not doing this planning, you're losing the same exact amount. So you got to think, compare it to market loss. It's like, I can't control taxes. Well, we actually can. We really can't control the market. We can control taxes right now.
Gotcha.
Right.
Well, that's a good way of looking at that. Yeah.
So,
well, they're beginning to solve when it comes to taxes, repealing the Trump tax cuts. But then about the new Green Deal and all this spending that's going on, the next the knee jerk reaction is going to be, geez, we got to have a tax increase above and beyond repealing the Trump tax cuts. And we talked about this a couple shows ago. You know, we could see tax rates for the higher income earners that could end up being in the 50-60% range, and then you're going to really regret saying, hey, geez, I had all this money, you know, I wasn't tax diversified. That
right.
becomes one of your bigger risk. And what were you going to say, Mark?
No, I was going to say I agree with you, and you're right. And I think sometimes people think that there's no precedent for that. They're like, oh, there's no way that they're going to be able to, you know, be 50 or 60%. It's happened in the country many times before, so it's not out of the realm of possibility to have tax rates that high.
So you repeal the Trump tax cuts, well, that puts the higher income earner back at 40%.
Sure.
Even all your middle income earners are taking a pretty sizable increase, but then you've got state tax on top of that. You
right.
may have local yep. taxes. I mean, you're at 45. You're working up toward 50%. So let's say you just get a modest 10% increase in taxes. That could shoot you right up to 55-60%. Ultimately, if you're in a higher tax state like California, easily slip into that closer to 70% tax bracket.
Wow, yeah.
Which is amazing. So, I mean, and that's where people then have a disincentive to keep working. Why would I bust my butt to earn another 100 if I'm only keeping 30? You're not. And so... You know, that's where you get into the whole story of capital.
Right, yeah. That's funny the way you worded that, because you remember the Ronald Reagan's thing from years ago, right? Back whenever he became president, he was talking about how tax rates were so high whenever he was a working actor that he only made, I think, 3 movies a year because the fourth one cost him too much. You know,
that's right.
He had to pay like the whole salary from his fourth movie. He had to just give over to taxes. So,
well, they got up to 94%. Yeah, people don't remember that. Yeah. And then the state tax rate in California back then was 6. So you gave it all to the government.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Like, you gave it all. I mean, unless you had tax deductions, I mean, you gave it all. You kept
wild.
None of it. So you just stopped working. Yeah. And that's what I said. Why would I make movies? Make movies for 6 months, take the next 6 months off. And that's how ridiculous it can get.
A lot of people ask that are looking at doing Roth conversions and doing some tax planning. They go, well, what's the big con here? I don't think there is a major negative. I mean, does anyone think tax brackets are getting lower?
No,
within the next
probably
5
not,
years.
Right.
Yeah, so worst case scenario, you do these conversions, you get to RMD age, you'd be paying the same amount at that age.
True.
Right.
Yeah. Right? Great point. Yeah, I mean, I think it's hard sometimes because we're so, you know, we say, well, I don't want to pay it now. Why can't I just wait and pay it later, right? We definitely have, as Americans, we definitely have a pay it later kind of mentality sometimes. But you have to look at these things as they are, and that's part of the whole plan. And really, guys, that's where it brings me my last piece of the jigsaw puzzle is, you know, you got the big picture, you build from your framework, you maybe sort by color, but you also need to have an end game in mind. And what I mean by that, and Steve, maybe you can attest, I don't know if your son just likes to take them back apart and put them back in the box. Some people do that. Some want to glue them to a board and hang them on the wall or, you know, whatever the case is when you're talking about a puzzle. But have an end game in mind, especially from a financial puzzle.
You know, I was talking to my buddy who's a football coach. He was building a game plan. We were just, you know, hanging out. I hadn't seen him in a while. And
he was
getting a little work done while we were hanging out. And he was building a game plan. And I noticed it's a lot like retirement planning. He was building it quarter by quarter. And then when she hit halftime, he had 2 different game plans for the second half. Are we down? Are we up? What does the game look like at that point? And retirement planning is very similar. It's a big game. It's a big story problem. So we talked about income. You want to make sure that income's taken care of. But then outside of it, we want to know we're taking the necessary risk. Because you look at sequence of returns, you don't know what type of years you're going to get up front. We don't know how this is all going to play out. We don't know if the government's going to come in and change the rules in some aspect. You just don't know how the game's going to play out. So you want to make sure you're prepared for every different scenario.
Yeah, I was just going to make the comment, and we were talking about taxes just a second ago, and that's why socialism doesn't work. You know, when you have a disincentive to work because the government is reaching in and taking too much of your money, you know, well, then that just tamps down productivity across the board. And ultimately, we see what the end result of what that looks like. You look at Venezuela and Cuba and anybody that's really moved in that direction. Capitalism is the system that has worked successfully. It's what's built this country. And so we've got to be careful where we go with this, I call it punitive, confiscatory taxation. And that's the direction, you know, we're moving in. And in fact, I was going to mention this, estate taxes. You know, they're doing this wealth tax. That's an issue. Right now, you can shelter, I believe it's up to $11.7 million as an individual when you die, times 2 for a couple. That's $23 million. But they're looking at reducing that dramatically and also eliminating the step-up in basis, which is a big issue. You know, you pay $1 for a stock, and it goes to $10. You inherit it. If you get a step-up, then your basis is $10. And now they're going to look at eliminating that. So one of the things you might want to consider is using the gift tax exemption. It's a way to try for you higher net worth individuals. Seriously, have a talk with your financial advisor. You don't have one. You're welcome to talk with us. But you may want to utilize that as a wealth transfer vehicle before we lose these higher exemption amounts.
Well, it's all about having a plan in place. It's all about having an end game. So whether you're building a puzzle at home with the kids or the grandkids, or you're thinking about your financial puzzle, your retirement puzzle, it's all about having the big picture in mind and the end goal in mind. So give Steve and Rich and the team a call. Get on the calendar for a complete planning review. No cost or obligation. 248-305-9911. Again, 248-305-9911. You can call or text that number. You can also stop by the website rwpaul.com. That's rwpaul.com. But do yourself and your retirement a favor. Get started today. Again, there's no cost or obligation, so why not? 248-305-9911 to talk with the team at RW Paul and Associates. Stick around. There's more to come right after this. Are you retiring from a large company offering a lump sum pension buyout? Well, the new book, Pension Versus Lump Sum, Five Crucial Questions Retirees Must Answer Before Making This Decision, is available from Rich and Steve Paul. You can find it on Amazon, or you can just reach out to us here on the radio program and get started today. This easy-to-read guide will help you in your decision of taking the lump sum pension versus the lifetime pension payments. Beyond that, there are other major decisions you face in retirement that this book will also introduce you to. So reach out and get your copy of Pension Versus Lump Sum, Five Crucial Questions Retirees Must Answer Before Making This Decision, available on Amazon or right here on The Rich Paul Show.
Keep listening to The Rich Paul Show. We'll show you how to be rich, financially, of course.
Time to wrap up the show this week here on The Rich Paul Show. We appreciate Steve's time. He had to jet out to go take care of some family business, but we're going to finish up the program here with Rich and an email question from you around the area. So if you would like to submit your own to the show, go to rwpaul.com. That is rwpaul.com. A lot of good tools, tips, and resources also to be found there at the website to help you with your retirement journey. And you can get yourself on the calendar by booking some time through the website or giving them a call at 248-305-9911. You can call or text that number to get started with your own complete planning review, no cost or obligation. All right, Rich, it's just me and you to wrap up the show here, but I think we can handle it. We've been doing this a while, yeah?
Sure, I think so, yep.
It'll work, that's right. Ron over in Dexter had a question for you. He sent it in. He said, "Hey, guys, enjoy the show. Been listening for quite a while now. And earlier this year, you discussed five or six key ages dealing with retirement. Can you cover some of those again for me, please?"
Yeah, absolutely. Age 50, we'll start with that age. You need to begin making the catch-up contributions to retirement accounts. And $1,000 for the IRA and $6,500 for the 401k.
Right.
And the health savings accounts, great thing to do. And I believe it's like $2,800. I don't have those numbers in front of me for the individual, mm-hmm. I believe $3,500 for the married couples.
I believe that's right, yeah. I'll check it while you're talking, but yeah.
Okay, and then age 55, you want to make those penalty-free withdrawals from your 401k. You now can do it if you stop working at 55. And the key is you have to make those from your 401k. So if you're retiring early, don't stick it all into an IRA because that can cause you some problems. That will not be penalty free.
Yeah.
So that's a good one.
Yeah, the HSA, by the way, Rich, is for the self only, it's $3,550, $3,550. And for the family, it's $7,100.
Very good. Very good. That'll work. 59 and a half. All withdrawals from retirement accounts can now be penalty free. So at least for
another few days, right? Because going into 2021, we don't know yet.
Right. Yeah. So I expect that's going to be the same. And Probably. Then you've got 65. You got the Medicare situation. You've got to apply for Medicare. And that I'm familiar with. So you got to enroll in Medicare either 3 months before or 3 months after.
Right.
The time that you turn 65. If you do not, then you could end up facing some penalties. So you want to make sure you're on top of that. And there's so many different options. You really want to get with a good healthcare advisor. That's something we have at our office. So if we can help you with making it through that process, we're more than happy to sit down with you. Okay, so age 70 then, if you haven't already, you need to begin Social Security benefits because there's really no advantage to delaying any further. You're eligible for the benefits you need to take the money. And then lastly, because we're winding down on time here, I know, age 72, you have to start taking those required minimum distributions from your retirement accounts. If not, you're going to get penalized for not taking them. It's a 50% penalty, plus you still have to pay taxes on it. So make sure you mark that on your calendar, put it in your phone, whatever you need to do, take your first RMD. Otherwise, you're going to get caught having to pay a pretty big penalty.
Yeah, Ron, if you're not working with an advisor, call in and have a more specific conversation. Thank you so much for the question. We certainly appreciate it, Ron. Again, go to rwpaul.com if you'd like to submit your own. And if you need to get on the calendar for a complimentary review, or if you've got some questions you need answered, some specific things, no cost or obligation for you, 248-305-9911. Get one of the team to help you out with what's going on in your retirement situation. 248-305-9911. And guys, that's going to do it for us this week. Hopefully you guys have a good, safe week.
Absolutely, no question. Will do. You do the same.
Have yourself a great week, fellas. I'll see you next time here on The Rich Paul Show with Steve and Rich Paul, Certified Financial Planners from R.W. Paul & Associates, right here in the Michigan area, 248-305-9911.
The show has been brought to you by Richard W. Paul & Associates.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only and shall in no way be construed as a solicitation to sell securities or investment advisory services to residents of any state other than Michigan. Topics should be discussed with your individual advisor prior to implementation. Investment advisory services offered through Richard W. Paul & Associates, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance services offered through Midwest Financial Consultants, Inc.